Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Right now.
On 99.7 DJX.
Would help if I turn the mic on. welcome to the show. Hi. It's the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
All right. Why do I have such issues over here? Kelly's working from her house. I'm working from the studio, and it's like I've never seen these buttons before in my life. I don't know. Like, can you hear me okay?
Yes. Okay. Can you hear you okay?
You
do have headphones on, right?
I do. But okay. Just, they're a little louder than normal, and I'm adjusting the volume, and it's not working. I'm, like, looking at the buttons, and I'm like, well, what if I don't have pushed? Anyways, this is... We'll figure it out.
You're all discombobulated. Listen, I'm sitting over here. I got my setup okay. I got migraine medicine on. I got bunny socks on. I'm ready to go.
Oh, bunny socks.
Yeah, bunny socks. Poke it up, bunny socks.
Careful. It sounds like you're about to slip up there.
Poke it up, bunny socks.
Socks. Socks.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
On your feet.
On the feet there. All right. So, today, it is the first Throwback Thursday of the day. It's also of the day. I mean, sure. I don't know if you're going to hear a Throwback Thursday mix before the one that we do, but
nope. And it's the only one of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't want to be presumptuous and say that we're going to be the only one, but I mean, we're going to be the only one in DJX. That's what I'll say. So
feeling professional.
Yeah. So we've got that. We've got already some like drama between friends to get to, and it involves a gift. And everything that surrounds gifts and, you know, taking gifts back.
And the best of intentions.
And the best of intentions. And maybe misguided gifts or whatever. We've got an Aussie bar bandit. We've got a Danish show for kids that is pretty fun and is out of left field. And I wouldn't have ever thought that this subject could have been the subject for a kid show. But... the Danish have figured out how to do it. So, we'll get to that a little bit later on in the show, too.
I'm excited because we do need to replace Caillou in the children's programming.
Maybe PBS should take a look at this and consider.
Maybe.
Maybe that is a good replacement.
Fill the gap.
So we'll get to that on the way. We got feel goods peppered in throughout the show. I think we've got a show. Yeah, all that. And I'm going to try to figure out what the heck is going on over here with my situation, because I don't have...
Still going to try to figure out the volume button?
When you say it like that, it makes it sound really trivial.
That's okay, Sparky. We're here for you.
All right.
Hope you figure it out.
Well, thank you. I do, too. I don't have fuzzy bunny socks on, so maybe that's my issue.
That's probably it.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, home of the $10,000 bribe, which begins on Monday. We're going to bribe you to listen. We're going to give you 12 different opportunities throughout the day from 7 to 7 with an opportunity at winning that big chunk of $10,000 in one lump sum. We're also going to give out some daily cash prizes of $100. So it is what it is. It's a bribe. And that's what we're just going to be very transparent about here with that. So,
does this mean that from now on, we will call every opportunity we have to give money away a bribe? Or are we going to go back at some point calling it a contest or opportunity at cash?
Well, this is still an opportunity at cash. I mean,
okay.
I would say a bribe is an opportunity at cash, too.
It is.
But yeah, so for now, we're calling it a bribe. And
okay.
So that's kicking off on Monday. Here on 99.7 DJX, which I was just thinking about, Monday is the national championship game for the NCAA college football, which, you know, maybe you don't care about, but I do.
Gosh, are you thrusting us into sports already?
No, I'm not.
Without warning?
No, I'm not. I'm just thinking, my mind went to Monday, and I'm thinking, man, Monday's going to be a big day. We're going to start giving away, you know, opportunities at $10,000, and it's the national championship. So, I mean, I... Big day for me, maybe.
It's a big day for you.
It was a big day for me. All right.
Did you get the volume worked out, by the way, Sparky?
Not really. Prayers. I'm just figuring it out. Coming up, feel good after the weekend on 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to that. Kelly K.
So I figured let's just focus on something like, you know, your mouth and Oreos.
Mm.
Because I think most of us can get on board with this, right? You probably noticed Oreo has been very on its game lately with limited edition flavors. Brookio Oreos, hazelnut Oreos started popping up in certain areas on store shelves. Now there is a new one coming in March. Strawberry frosted donut.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right? Vanilla cookies. Featuring a double layer of pink-colored strawberry-flavored cream with rainbow sprinkles and a donut-flavored cream.
A donut-flavored cream?
Oh. Yes.
All right.
Rainbow sprinkles, they call them glitter on the packaging. Either way, I call them fantastic for your mouth. And like I said, March is when you have to wait. But before that, they've got a gluten-free variety coming out this month,
miss me with that.
There's some really good gluten-free options planet Earth out there.
Yeah, the only gluten-free option that I've found that I love is the pretzel. The gluten-free pretzel is pretty fantastic. But other than that, everything else, I'm just like,
I've got family members that need to eat gluten-free.
You're tossing a lot
of shade.
I'm just saying,
people who need to eat that stuff for the health.
Well, no, I'm not tossing shade at the people. I'm just tossing shade at the companies for not coming
at
up with better things to eat that are gluten free.
And I say nay, nay. They're pretty good.
All right.
Don't knock them all till you try them. So there you go. Strawberry frosted donut Oreos coming to your mouth in March.
And that is your feel good.
It's a feel good. Yes, of course it is. It's a feel good for your taste buds.
I think it's like emotional eating sort of feel good.
I already feel 10 times better.
All right. Perfect. I don't know if you're a fan of Jeopardy or not. I know, Kelly, you tend to watch Jeopardy. They are now announcing that Katie Couric is going to be another guest host for the show after Ken Jennings. I think this is the last week that they are kind of airing the Alex Trebek episodes?
Yes, they were supposed to do it the week of Christmas, but then they ultimately decided it was going to be like too chaotic around the holidays and too many people would miss it.
Mm-hmm.
So like the final tribute is happening tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Oh, gosh. That's crazy. It's crazy to see like some of the things that he's saying after the show and just talking about, knowing that he's already passed on. And so, Jeopardy.
It's so sad.
Lined up Katie Couric. So Katie Couric, obviously from the Today Show for many, 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 many years.
A long time
ago. Yeah, exactly. And so she is going to be the next guest host of Jeopardy after Ken Jennings, who was, you know, a big winner on Jeopardy several years ago.
And he's also now like a producer, right?
Is he? Is that?
Yeah, I think he works.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, so I don't think they've necessarily announced a permanent replacement host for Jeopardy yet. They're just continuing to go through.
I don't think they will for a long time.
Yeah, it's going
to
be hard to fill those shoes. But yeah, tomorrow, if Jeopardy's your thing, even if Jeopardy's not your thing, probably good to tune in just to see, you know, that little piece of history of, you know, the last episode that Alex Trebek hosted. Before he lost his battle to pancreatic cancer. These episodes were all taped back in October. So it's like several months ago, which...
Yeah, they really tape way ahead of time.
Right. I didn't know that. To Australia we go again. Remember yesterday we told you about a story of a dude who had to be rescued from the outback by a couple of fishermen. He was naked and just hanging out and... he was trying to...
He had mosquito bites. Yeah. I gave him a beer.
Right, and they gave him a beer, and then he got, you know, rearrested because he had escaped. So, you know, when you are trying to commit a crime, maybe these are small examples of how not to go about it, okay? So this is yet another example. And yes, Kelly, I know you're going to say, well, here, let's start by not committing a crime. Yeah, I mean, we can say that, but then again, we wouldn't have this segment, so...
Just makes me nervous to say, hey, here's a how-to on how to commit a crime.
No,
a little.
We're saying here, if you're going to commit a crime, here's how not to do it.
Oh, okay.
It's a little bit different.
A little bit different?
A little bit different. Okay. A little bit different. Anyways, that's your Setting the Bar story coming up here next. DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. To Australia we go for the Setting the Bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting stuck and having to be rescued while trying to rob a bar, you're doing okay.
Oh, dang. That does kind of put a little bit of a wrench in your plan.
Yeah. So, again, this would be to would-be burglars within the sound of our voices. Probably not a good idea to try to wedge your butt into the roof and try to use that as the means to break in Mission Impossible style into a bar.
Okay, wow. So like dropping in through the ceiling?
Yeah, that's what was attempted there in Australia.
Dang.
Right, as police were called and they just kind of heard little cries of help. Help.
Oh, wow. Do you think maybe they thought that, okay, maybe there's a chance that they are going to help me up, get me out of this jam, and then they're not going to ask what I was doing.
Right, exactly. I know. I was thinking, okay, so the police, that they come, they're like, they see his arm dangling out of the ceiling and out of a little hole there in the ceiling. And So they had to actually like break more of a hole in the ceiling to get the guy out.
Right.
And yeah, did the guy think that, you know, the police were like, all right, wow, you know, You're free. Go about your bit. You're supposed to be here, right? And yeah, I'm supposed.
Yes, all right. I was up there inspecting the roof.
That's right. I thought I heard a raccoon maybe up there.
Yes. I was looking for a critter.
And the police would say, "Oh, okay. Go about your day. Bye bye.
Have a great day."
Right? No. In fact, the police said, "You're under arrest, mate. You know that, right?" That's exactly what they said.
You know, this is almost like ripped from my life. If it weren't in Australia, because eons ago, my apartment got broken into much the same way.
By a guy who came through the ceiling, yeah.
Yes, there was an open air access panel. They just kind of climbed up on the railing, fell into my apartment through the ceiling. The guy across the hall as well. I think they got like 5 apartments in 3 days that way. Mission Impossible style.
I mean, it works for some, apparently, not for others.
Okay.
So, crikey. To Australia we go, where if you can manage to make it through the day without getting stuck and having to be rescued by police while you're trying to rob a place of business, well, you're doing okay.
Yeah, you're not going to be very successful at that.
No, that's Set in the Bar. Remember yesterday we were telling you about, you know, Dr. Dre and how he was admitted to the hospital, brain aneurysm and all that. And, you know, kind of a scary situation. He apparently is recovering. But there yesterday came a story of people who tried to break into his home in Los Angeles knowing that he was admitted into the hospital.
And that's pretty despicable.
It's pretty bold, too. Also, Dr. Dre's a billionaire now. Remember, he sold Beats by Dre to Apple for, like, billions of dollars.
And he probably has a pretty decent security system.
That's my point. You don't think that he's going to have some next level, like sort of a security system at his house? And
he probably has a doorbell camera and everything.
He probably has a Ring doorbell camera.
Yes.
It popped up on his phone. He was like, oh, all right.
The work.
Someone's trying to hop the fence. Okay, well, we'll just boop. And it's like, release the hounds, sort of like a Mr. Burns sort of thing. But yeah.
Wow.
But to back you up, yeah, I mean, totally just like despicable when, you know, criminals are like, okay, well, I know he's not at home.
He's in the hospital.
He's in the hospital.
Recovering from a brain aneurysm.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go rob him.
Yeah, maybe we'll use this as an opportunity to see what he's got in his house that could be of value. But yeah, they obviously were caught. It was an attempted break-in. And he is still recovering, Dr. Dre. So there you go. I didn't think that would be the update for Dr. Dre that we would be giving. But there you go.
He's probably got a good system.
He probably does.
I'm guessing.
He probably does. I mean, when you make that sort of dough, you probably have a system that is more than just a lock and a Ring door camera. So
I haven't been invited over, but I'm guessing.
That's right. I'm waiting on my invite. Waiting on it, though. It's 99.70. Feeling just a little bit off today. I woke up thanks to my backup alarm. You know, I mean, if you are locked to an alarm to wake up in the morning, like Kelly and I are, a lot of times you have to set your main alarm, and then maybe you set a backup alarm, and then maybe even you set a backup alarm to that backup alarm, just to make absolutely sure that you are, you know, awake on time to get to work, to get to your job, and all that stuff. Now, I've talked about on the show how I can't always rely, even though it is very, very, very useful and effective, I can't always rely on the cat barf alarm to wake me up because it comes at various times in the night, and it's not always reliable as a...
It's a loose cannon.
As a form of of getting you up. But yeah.
Reliability is a quality you need in an alarm clock, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, so I full on did not even set my main alarm last night. I don't even know, like I got to bed late, and I typically, I'm very, very diligent about, like, setting my alarm. Like, I have a battery-powered, like, old-school just alarm on right at my bedside. I don't use my phone a lot, but I have the backup on my phone. And so it was my phone that backed up, and I had 3% power when I looked at it this morning. So it
did you not plug it in last night?
No, not at all. Like I was a complete hot mess. Like apparently, which I didn't even do anything. I wasn't even like out late or whatever. It was just like the activities throughout the day, and then you know, the house didn't really go to sleep until later in the evening, and so I didn't set my alarm, and I woke up with my backup alarm, and I was all like, and then once you realize, you're like, oh, crap, okay, and then you kind of rush around, and I say all this to say I haven't showered.
You still got there, like, in plenty of time. It's not like you were just
I wasn't late for the show. No, I wasn't late
right.
for the show.
You were still here, there, like, what, an hour before?
I still...
And you're still not settled down yet?
Kelly, you don't understand. If you're ruled by routine... Sometimes these sort of things throw a wrench in it.
Prayers that you're going to get through it.
Yeah, I mean, I started the show and I couldn't figure out the volume on my headphones.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you figure that out?
I did.
Okay. Well, you know, the whole not showering thing, it's okay because you are in an empty building, so... I feel like that's par for the course there.
Yeah, but I just feel like I need
to be... The building kind of smells like that anyway.
The building smells like something else, to be quite honest. But
yes, it has taken on its own little funk. It yeah, so you'll blend right in. It's fine.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So anybody passing by 520 South 4th Street is not going to smell me over the natural smell of the building itself.
Whatever you may be emitting, it's not going to be worse than the building is already.
I mean, I did use deodorant, so there is that. So,
oh, that's great.
Yeah, yeah, all right. So I felt like I just feel like, you know, when you start the day off, it throws a wrench into at least a couple hours into the rest of your morning until you can kind of like finally settle into a routine or whatever. So.
Well, I feel like the entire last year just kind of like set us off on the wrong foot. This year's not much better. I don't know. I just feel I've been feeling discombobulated for quite a while now.
Yeah, we've already messed up 2021. Can we go ahead and ring in 2022?
People are already toasting 2022.
Can we count? Yeah. You know what? 2022 is going to be my year. It's going
to
be our year.
And honestly, I want to go ahead and fast forward to like 2025. I don't even trust the next couple of years.
Okay, well.
Let's just skip a couple.
Do this every single hour. Kelly Kay.
So we go to Rochester, Minnesota. Five young fans of this restaurant kind of stepped up to help after somebody stole hundreds of dollars in staff tips over the weekend.
Oh, no.
So it's Victoria's Restaurant and Wine Bar. They posted about the theft on Facebook Sunday night. Two young women came into the restaurant, placed a takeout order Saturday. When nobody was looking, they stole an envelope with staff tips almost worth $300 in there. Mm. It was caught on security camera. So the next night, the restaurant was visited by customers who were there to help out. So there were five boys, brothers and cousins, Bronson, Carter, Rowan, Ryan, and Bennett Shea. They decided to pool their summer earnings from their work on the family farm and give it to the restaurant servers.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that great? They said, you know, we wanted to donate. We felt bad. It's kind of hard watching people do that. Their donation ended up being about $200, which they delivered to the restaurant in a card. So then the restaurant posted about that, that little update on Sunday night. It's signed by all five boys. The card was signed calling the Shea Boys Sweet Corn.
Sweet Corn?
Yep. So they said, thank you. We were speechless. It was a fall to the floor and cry kind of moment for them. So just a really, really sweet gesture by those boys. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, good. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. You can always send us messages on Facebook or Instagram at Ben and Kelly Show. A lot of times at this point in the week, we will allow you to maybe toss something out. Maybe it's a relationship issue. Maybe it's just an issue that you have that you want to just ask a non-biased party. That's where Kelly and I come in.
Yeah, this is kind of like a gift etiquette question.
Mm-hmm.
We have microphones and lots of opinions. This is Free Therapy with the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Pretty good. So thank you for the message. And will you walk us through what you wrote us on Facebook?
Yeah. So this is kind of embarrassing, but I want to know how to tell my friends that the present she gave me is, well, you know, it's kind of already been given to Goodwill.
Oh. Jeez.
What?
Okay. I'll explain.
So here's the thing. She sent me a velvet wall hanging of the galaxy, you know, like outer space.
Oh.
It's got this, like, light switch that lights up with shooting stars everywhere and stuff. And it's absolutely hideous.
Oh, gosh. So it's like a wall hanging of space. She gave
yes.
You. Oh, my God. Are you a space buff?
No, and I've never shown any interest in outer space at all. Like, I'm not into it. It doesn't fascinate me. I'm really confused how she missed the mark so badly with this present.
Okay, well, what did you give her?
I gave her a gift card to Starbucks and Target, like, you know, every normal friend would.
Ah, yes.
Every time we video chat. I have to make up some, like, lame excuse as to why I can't show it to her. Like, it's in the other room, or, oh, like, my dog's sleeping, so I can't wake him up.
Oh,
or, you know, I'll show it to you next time.
Wow. Okay.
And I'm at the point where I'm just way too deep in the lie.
So you just flat out don't even have it at this point anymore. Like, it's gone.
No, I completely gave it to Goodwill. I was like, all right, see you later. Bye.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay, so she's asking to see it hanging and you enjoying this wall hanging of outer space. And you're like, I've already given it away. And I don't know how to tell you that I've already given it away. So
yeah.
She seems to be proud of her present to you. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, she thinks it's, like, the greatest thing ever. Like, she's like, oh, my God, I knew you would just love it so much. Like, isn't it just so beautiful? And it doesn't even go with my decor.
Oh, wow. I feel like now you have to move and say it got lost in the move.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Sarah, we're getting people texting in. You know, maybe they can help at least how you approach that with your friend.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's going to say you just got to tell her. And but how is probably what we're trying to get at here. So, all right. So thank you, Sarah, for allowing us to talk to you on this.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate it.
Nikki texts in and says, well, she just doesn't know what good art is.
That is true. Listen, I've got a giant moose with ornaments hanging from its rack,
uh-huh.
You know, and you turn on the switch and they light up. So that's the kind of art world that I'm living in. So I'm kind of like, I need to see the galaxy picture. Kind of want to go down to Goodwill and see if I can find it.
Yeah, before we judge, we need to see this wall hanging of which
it
you
sounds
speak.
Sounds kind of amazing.
You just flip a switch and the stars light up. And
it's shooting stars and stuff. It's a galaxy. It sounds amazing. I'm
All
a little
right.
upset she doesn't have it. I need to see it.
You know, one person's trash is another person's treasure. Isn't that what they say?
I'm seriously, Mike, going to try to go around a little tour of Goodwills today, see if I can find it.
If you want to comment, you can at Ben and Kelly Show or 502-571-9970. Free therapy. Sarah admitted to us that she gave away the velvet wall hanging of Space her friend gave her to Goodwill. Here's the thing. Her friend keeps asking every time they video chat to see it hanging from her wall. And she's all like, I'm giving it away. Now
yeah, and so now she's trying to like, you know, I'm deep in the lie. Mm-hmm. What do I do? Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to tell my friend I gave your gift away. So what do I do?
Brittany texts in and says, yeah, you should have told her from the start. Now you better go back to Goodwill and get it and hang it.
Oh, yeah. Now, see, Sydney was like, tell her she's not good at hanging things up and it fell off the wall and broke.
Broke? Oh, a velvet wall hanging broke?
It broke. Shattered.
I think you're going to have
to. The galaxy broke.
Come up with a better lie than that. James texted in and said, hey, tell her you gave it to a kid who loved space. I mean, I guess, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Randy suggested maybe nieces or nephew that was really interested in that. You gave it to them
mm-hmm.
because they loved it.
Yeah, so Kim brings up a good point and says, hey, maybe it was a gag gift. And she will let her in on the gag when she sees it hanging. And what if her real present is hidden in the picture and she already got rid of it? Girl, go back to Goodwill and get it.
Yeah, no, I feel like the only answer is going back to Goodwill and rebuying it. You got to buy it back.
Have you ever accidentally like donated something that you weren't supposed to or forgot about? And like I've done that before and I've tried to go back to the store or to Goodwill and be like, hey, and, you know, they have so much stuff. They get so much stuff.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, it's lost. It's immediately it's lost. And there's no guarantee that the store that you donated to is going to keep it. They could distribute it to another store, you know?
And, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It just kind of depends on the timing.
It's so awkward.
Oh, it's bad.
It's so awkward. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are like, hey, has she tried going back to that Goodwill that she dropped it off at and see if she can buy it back?
I feel like she's got to at least make that effort.
And now another person texted in and said, hey, I think maybe the friend did it on purpose and it's just seeing how long she can make her friend squirm before she'll admit she hates it. Like she knows.
But why? I don't know. It just seems like why for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like maybe like for a funny birthday gag gift.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. You know, I do think it's kind of a weird gift, especially if the friend has never shown any signs of loving outer space, the velvet wall hanging of outer space with light up stars and stuff.
Sure.
But I will say that I remember one of my best friends got a picture of a dog, like a painted dog holding a fish in its mouth for Christmas one year from his girlfriend at the time. About a month before his girlfriend broke up with him. So I don't know if they were dating, this would be maybe a warning sign that maybe things aren't looking good for your future, but they're just friends. So I don't know.
Right. Maybe the friendship's running its course. I don't either that, or I feel like sometimes people just don't feel that like gift cards have enough thought behind them. So maybe she thought, you know what? This year I'm really going to try to find something unique and special. And maybe they thought they really nailed it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. All right. Well, we posted it on Facebook. So you can comment if you want at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, Sarah, I think if you're really worried about it, try to go back to the Goodwill is what we're saying.
You got to buy it back. Buy it back.
See if you can buy it back or go on Amazon and see if you can literally just buy one. And a velvet wall hanging of outer space.
It sounds like it's a hard to find item though.
I mean, either that or just literally just say, hey, funny thing. I think I accidentally gave it away. I had it next to a pile of stuff set for Goodwill, and I grabbed it accidentally and gave it away. Maybe that's the route she goes. Oh, that's evil, but it could work.
Really?
Maybe that's what she does.
I accidentally did it.
So anyways, if you want to continue commenting, you can. Free therapy at Ben and Kelly Show. You can always get a hold of us on Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show. Get to a message from Kelsey who says, every time I heard this sound on TikTok, I think of Kelly. Like it sounds kind of like her. And now I need her to say it. LOL.
Okay. Okay, say what?
Okay, so I'll play you the audio, Kelly. And it's a little video on TikTok of a shirtless guy in a bathtub, okay? So I'll set
the... A shirtless guy in a bathtub? Yeah. I have to try to sound like that?
Yeah, but that's not the audio. He's just mouthing it, you know? So here...
Okay.
This is what the audio she's talking about.
You're very beautiful.
I know.
Why do you smell so good?
Because I don't use deodorant and I only take bubble baths.
Last part?
It's got to be the last part because I don't use deodorant and I only take bubble baths.
Because I don't use deodorant and I only take bubble baths. Because I don't use deodorant and I only take bubble baths.
No, you got to do it a little better. I need to hear that again.
Because I don't use deodorant, I only take bubble baths. Because I don't use deodorant, and I only take bubble baths.
All right, I like that.
That is so random.
I like that.
But I'm so happy that they thought of me.
Yeah.
That's great.
Which neither one is really true. I don't think you take bubble baths, and I think you are pretty diligent about your deodorant, so...
I do. I apply it a couple of times a day.
But it is fun to hear.
Because I don't use deodorant and I only take bubble baths.
That does sound a little like me.
It does.
A little.
It does. All right. Well, again, thank you for thinking of the show when you see that stuff on TikTok.
Hey, maybe we put that in like the show open. We started playing like little things that we say. Maybe that's a new one that goes in there.
I like that.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. I don't use deodorant and I only take bubble baths.
The best smelling radio show.
So we go to Gallatin, Tennessee, where someone that called herself Miss Santa over the holidays gifted thousands of dollars to help numerous local families who were struggling to pay their utility bills. So she kind of was inspired by this news story of a similar act. So she contacted the local utilities company there, mm-hmm. who had more than 60 names of residents who had their gas or their water turned off. Mm. And they told her it would cost about $7,500 to turn them all back on.
Oh, wow.
So then she's like, you know what? I can do more. So she was trying to help out people whose electricity was turned off. So then the next week, she gave $10,000 more to restore several families' power.
Oh.
Isn't that great?
Wow.
So just Miss Santa blessing everyone there in Gallatin, Tennessee.
Holy cow.
Doing some good stuff, helping out a lot of families. Just keep the utilities on.
Yeah, that is. I mean, and, you know, that is one of those things that you 100% take for granted until you don't have it.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Your power.
That can be the worst thing for a family, like to not have electricity, not have water, not have heat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she was amazing. We'll tweet out that story. You can read more at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX.
Ben and Kelly are throwing it back.
Here we go.
Throwback Thursday is on 99.7 DJX.
All right, we'll kick off Throwback Thursday with a tweet from Kelsey. All right, I gave some comic relief earlier, so I think I deserve the first TBT song. Paramore, please. All right, we can do that.
Absolutely. Congratulations. You win.
You win the first song for Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. Let's go. Second chances, they don't ever matter. People never change. It's Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. Your texts, your tweets make up our playlist at 99.7 DJX. We're at Ben and Kelly Show. James texts in and says, can we hear E.T. from Katy Perry for Sarah and her velvet wall art?
Oh, yes. The galaxy painting.
Sure.
We hope she's going to go buy back today.
That makes sense, doesn't it? All right. Throwback Thursday. I got a dirty mind. I got filthy ways. I'm trying to turn to you. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Matthew texts in and says, love you guys. How about Wrecking Ball? Oh.
Like, okay, that works.
2021 comes in like a wrecking ball, I guess. Oh, maybe.
All right.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. We clawed, we chained. Make me. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Taylor rolls in. Hey, how about Haboobs?
How about Haboobs?
Poor Sandstorm.
That's fun to say.
It so is. I mean, the knowledge that we've gained over the years of doing this show that haboobs are really sandstorms is really the gift that keeps on giving, is it not?
It really is. Hashtag knowledge. Hashtag yeah. Haboobs.
Throwback Thursday. Wow. Oh, wakes you up a little bit there. 99.70 JX, Throwback Thursday. Get to Kate, who says, 39 weeks pregnant tomorrow. Please play something to get me dancing to get this baby out.
Okay. Oh, I remember.
Yeah, you remember.
I remember
that, right?
Being like 1,000 weeks pregnant. I remember it.
Yeah. And you're just like, I'm ready. I'm ready for the baby to come out.
You think the kid's going to walk out as a teenager and ask for the keys to the car? Yeah.
I mean, does this make sense? Jump around?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. Congratulations. Throwback. Throwback Thursday. 99.70 JX. Steph says, hey, enough of that. Next. Oh, is this not a good pregnancy song?
I felt like it is.
Okay. Would,
I mean, jump the kid right out, right?
Would crisscross jump be better?
I think so. That's a nice sharp turn.
All right. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. It's just a bunch of songs you haven't heard played in a while. Back to back to back to back. Your requests make up the playlists.
Can we give Jordan a big shout out? He says we suck.
Well, he first said, hey, can you play Fantasy by Ludacris? And then he said, y'all suck. So, hey, I tell you
okay.
What. Maybe
we'll
put in a good word for you, okay, buddy? We'll see if it
all
works.
All right.
Got a text from Parker. Need all about that bass, Meghan Trainor. Is that old enough? Does that meet the criteria now?
I think so. Yeah.
Is that 2015?
Okay. I think so.
All right, well, Throwback Thursday. Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass. Boom. Yeah. Because you know I'm all right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Your requests make up the playlist here at 99.7 DJX, Throwback Thursday, first one of 2021. And just a text, somebody call 911. Oh, gosh.
Somebody call 911.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Fire burning on the dance floor.
For sure.
Throwback Thursday.
What's up?
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. All right. Ever since we learned that we have a listener who is 39 weeks pregnant and needs a song to help get the baby out, we've got we've got a lot of suggestions on the appropriate songs, because perhaps Jump Around and Jump weren't immediate ones.
Maybe Push It.
Maybe Push It.
Maybe Push It.
Okay, all right. I wasn't prepared for that, but we could do that.
But I feel like that's the most appropriate, is it not?
All right, sure.
Hey, she's ready. She's
all right.
Ready.
All right, we'll get to Push It. Throwback Thursday here. 99.7 DJX.
Push It.
Okay, yeah, that does make a little bit more sense, right?
It does, doesn't it?
Unless she's not ready quite yet to, like, you know.
Well, she sounded ready. You know, and we're all rallying around you, Kate. We're all ready.
All right. Bring that baby into 2021.
Ooh, baby, baby. Baby, baby. Ooh, baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby. Push it real good.
There you go. Throwback Thursday.
Push it.
Hopefully that baby's delivered. And that little baby hump that you got goes away. Throwback Thursday.
I feel like good about that.
I'm gonna get you drunk. Get money on me.
What you gonna do with all that junk?
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Get to a text real quick from Justin, who's just very, very broad. Hey, anything by Avril Lavigne. All right, we could probably roll with that.
Oh, wow, anything. All right, so it's our pick?
Yeah, and I picked Skater Boy because I just like it, the rhyming scheme in it. Skater Boy, See You Later Boy, you know?
Really?
Right. Throwback Thursday.
He was a boy.
Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Community seems to be rallying around Kate and her upcoming delivery of her baby.
We're all invested.
Yeah, Liz is all like, hey, Shakira, hips don't lie for Katie's baby, speed it up.
Yes. All right.
Right. Maybe she. Maybe that's what got her into the situation.
Giggity.
I mean, you know, I maybe working those hips is how she found herself 39 weeks
pregnant.
Either
way, it's all good.
Throwback Thursday.
I never really knew that she could dance like this.
And keep on reading the sounds of my body. I'm on tonight.
Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 EJX. Listen, I'm not about to walk into 2021 with negative energy. All right, Kelly? I'm going to pass the peace branch to our buddy Jordan, who said we all suck about 15 minutes ago.
Are you going to play a song now and see if he is back on board?
You know what?
PK combo?
Listen, if Ludacris What's Your Fantasy can be the bridge that mends the y'all suck broken ways, then
I'm not confident. He still thinks we suck. That's all right.
Lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna
lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, when I wanna you make it so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. I was waiting for this. Steph rolls in. Hey, you got to give Dr. Dre some love this morning. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Absolutely.
Good one. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Little Dr. Dre here, recovering from a brain aneurysm, recovering from getting his house broken into while he was recovering from a brain aneurysm. So,
who does that?
Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Anna rolls in with, hey, we can't do the first TBT without some NSYNC, right?
That's a valid point. That is a very valid point.
Now, Kelly, since she didn't really specify which NSYNC, I don't know what's appropriate here. Like, it's going to be May. It's Bye Bye Bye, Tearing Up My Heart. I don't know. Like what NSYNC do we go with 2021?
I feel like it's going to be May. It just feels right now.
It feels right.
All yes, right. It feels right.
Well, if there's one thing that you know about our show, that if it feels right, we do it. All right?
Just hit the button, man.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Yeah.
You might have been hurt. You got no choice, babe.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Chris brings up a good point. All caps, let's get our rock on! Oh, okay. Needs a little rock action. Now listen.
You know what button. You know what button.
Am I getting that predictable?
Well, Christy needs it too.
Well, Christy's going to have to wait because we have to first get to a little Papa Roach. You already know we're doing this, right?
Never man as a wise man.
We are!
I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. Sick of sight without a sense of feeling, and this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me.
Ah, Throwback Thursday, man. It just feels right to go into 2021 with a little Nickelback. I mean, we've been saying that on the radio for about 20 years, a little over 20 years. Wow.
It's really soothing on the migraine.
How is that migraine coming, by the way, Kelly? Is it good?
It's great.
We good? All right.
Yeah.
Throwback Thursday.
Party rock! Oh,
party rock is in the house tonight.
And there it is. The first Throwback Thursday of 2021 here. A 99.7 DJX, yeah?
Good.
Feels good? Feels good?
Yeah.
Get that under our belt?
Absolutely.
Roxanne texts in, TBT banging hard today, giving us just the tip, LOL. Yeah,
LOL,
you know.
LOL indeed.
Yeah, we just play just the tips of the songs, because, you know, you don't need the entire thing. You just need to reminisce and bask in just about a minute of each of these
Listen,
songs.
Kate got more than just a tip, and hopefully she's going to have a baby soon. We'd like to help.
Did you just say think you said?
Well, she got a lot of songs, is what I'm saying. She got a lot of requests. A lot of people rallied around.
Kelly, that's not factual, because science has proven that even just the tip can find the situation that Kate's in right now. All right?
All we're saying is, Kate, keep us updated. We're invested.
Oh, my God. Thank you. That is a... don't think that if you play that little game that it won't result in what Kate is currently, the condition she's in, because it can.
That's a true statement.
That is a true statement. Oh, my God. All right, I'm just going to...
We're rooting for you, Kate.
We are rooting for you. That's what we're saying. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I love how honest you can be with us. You know, you've heard the show over the course of many years, or maybe this is your first time listening. Hi, we're Ben. That's Kelly. Not we.
Hi there.
I'm Ben. But you can always text us at 502-571-9970, and I feel like that there's a connection that we have with a lot of our listeners. And we get this text, and I'm going to not say his name, okay?
Okay.
Because not of what he says, but what he had texted us just a month prior, and we'll get to that. But it reads, Ben and Kelly, my girlfriend just broke up with me and started dating my cousin. What the heck?
Ouch.
Yeah. And so
what the heck indeed?
Yeah, you know, just kind of lets that out and it's like, oh man, that is rough. So then we kind of scroll up a little bit and see one of the last text conversations that we had with this person.
Yeah, because anytime you do text us, we have our entire, all of our conversations stay right there in our text line.
Well, just like any normal person, you know, when you text a person, you see what the last thing they text was.
Exactly. They're all right there unless you delete them.
Mm-hmm. So the last exchange came last month, about almost a month ago to the day, and says, hey, Ben and Kelly, met my wife at the club when this song, Pour Some Sugar on Me, was playing. 10 years later and two kids still together. Thank you.
So
I feel like a lot's happened in a month.
Confused about, yeah, there's been a lot. It's been a big month. There's been some status changes.
Maybe. I don't know. Like
maybe.
You know, and there is the possibility that maybe this number got reassigned to someone else with a completely different relationship status. That is a possibility. However, we responded to this person with their name, to which they responded, thanks. So I feel like it's the same person who just a month ago had a wife with two kids, longevity.
Been together for 10 years.
Yep.
Yeah.
And fast forward.
Girlfriend just broke up, started dating the cousin.
What a ride.
It was a lot.
What a ride.
Either way. We hope that your heart heals and that you can move on and find some happiness.
Yeah, you know, and we appreciate the level of realness that you will display with us and are comfortable
in
sharing.
When you share your lives, we get invested.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So we wish you the best is what we'll say, okay?
And your wife / girlfriend, not sure.
/ cousin.
All of them.
Oh, all of them. We wish them all well. It's 99.70 JX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Well, with the news that PBS is and has canceled Caillou.
I like exploring, I'm Caillou.
There's going to be a gap, a hole to fill maybe in the programming.
I'm sure they probably already filled it.
Maybe.
But we can still put this in the suggestion box, right?
So Danish Network DR launched a new children's series called John Dillermand, okay? It follows a guy, and I don't necessarily know how to put this, but it follows a guy around, and it's teaching kids the importance of overcoming hardship and celebrating their own diverse and unique bodies. So that's...
Okay, that sounds like a good message.
Absolutely. So you're thinking, okay, maybe John Dillermand, the title character of this new children's TV show in Denmark, is maybe he's got like a body that is not I guess standard, maybe it's unique, maybe he's the subject of ridicule and they're attacking this so kids can realize that their own body is unique in its own way. John Dillermand has a record-setting wiener.
Whoa, back the truck up. Hang on. What? Hi, this is a kid's show?
It's a kid's show, and it teaches the importance of overcoming hardship and celebrating your own diverse body. And It sounds like a fun show.
Good day, dear John
Dillerman.
John Dillerman, John Dillerman. Han verdens længste Dillerman. Der næsten ikke noget, han ikke kan med det.
So, this little cartoon-like guy has, yes, a wiener that is probably, what, 20 feet long?
Oh, my gosh!
I mean, it's...
Oh, where does he put it?
Well, and that's the thing. And so all of these little episodes show how he actually uses it for good and how he, like, holds up balloons with it, how he roasts hot dogs.
And this is a cartoon? This is a cartoon, right?
Yes. It's a cartoon, and like all these episodes are only like 5 minutes long, and it shows like he's wearing one of those red and white striped like old fashioned swimsuits that covers like your it's like a tank top that turns into it's like a one piece, you know, but it's for men.
Okay.
And so
I don't think PBS is going to put this in place of Caillou. I take it back. I don't think it's going to make the cut.
You don't think?
I don't think so.
John Dillerman, the show that follows the record-setting wiener guy, is on his various adventures, is going to make it onto PBS.
He uses it as a lasso? What?
In all these different shows, like I said, they're only like 5 minutes long. And the subtitles aren't even available in English, so you can't understand a word they're saying unless you can speak Danish. It's pretty fun to watch, though, as he knocks over mailmen, he flies balloons, he cooks hot dogs, all with his unique body part.
Okay, and you can stream it for free on the website.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
You know what we'll do? We'll tweet it out for you, okay? We'll tweet it out for you so you can enjoy maybe perhaps the new PBS show to replace Caillou, John Dillerman.
You know what? I don't think I'm going to click on the cookies for this one. I don't think.
Kelly, he's walking dogs with it. It's hysterical.
I don't know. I'm a little nervous.
And here's one last thing about this show. I guess the word Dillerman, his last name, also has a tongue-in-cheek sort of meaning to it, as Diller literally means wiener in Danish.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot. Look at that little nugget. That's great.
All right. So like we said, maybe some children's programming you can check out for the entire family.
I don't think so. Maybe we don't do that one.
At Ben and Kelly Show, you can see it, though. I'm 99.7 DJX, home of the $10,000 bribe, which begins Monday with Ivy Tech Madison, bribing you with a $10,000 carrot. One person could win $10,000. It's the Ben and Kelly $10,000 bribe. We'll also give up opportunity for $100 daily cash prizes. So that'll be cool. And that starts on Monday here on 99.7 DJX. I don't know if you heard about these chickens that are fighting back, but there's a flock of chickens that made the news because
they're fighting back.
They were because of where they were. They were attacking drive-through customers at a McDonald's outside Philly.
And, oh, dang.
And I feel like now it would make the story better if it were at like a Chick-fil-A or at like a Zaxby's or, you know, a chicken place. But
sure. But aren't they like releasing some new chicken sandwiches? I thought they were.
I know. So
kind of perfectly timed with that.
I was going to say, and it's not even a promotion, but this out of the news in Philly.
Police today responding to a call for a, quote, flock of chickens wreaking havoc at a McDonald's in New Jersey. The chickens were harassing and chasing lunchtime drive-through customers in Washington Township.
Oh, no.
Warren County Animal Control Officer Robbie Lagunera was able to capture both angry birds after a bit of a chase. Mm-hmm. They'll stay in custody for a week, then go up for adoption if their owner does not come forward.
Okay.
Okay, great. Well, that's good news.
That's kind of funny.
They just heard some of their buddies were in there, and they're like, listen.
They're like, come on.
We're going to bust you out.
Hey, we're outside. Give us the sign that it's okay. kind of funny there. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. If you missed anything on the show, you can always catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. Click listen. We talked to Sarah, who had sent us message on Facebook, and then we talked to her about the fact that she had literally donated a velvet wall hanging of outer space that her friend had given her, and now her friend wants to see it hanging. What's she to do?
Like, she needs to go and buy it back.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the only answer.
And we also learned that this sounds like Kelly.
Good. Because I don't use deodorant, and I only take bubble baths.
A little
I can kind of hear that.
Video off TikTok that a listener had sent to us and said, I can totally hear Kelly. Because I don't use deodorant, and I only take bubble baths. So yeah, you can catch up on that, WDJX.com, click listen. All right, so tomorrow is the first You Laugh, You Lose of the year. We will kick that off in roaring style right around 7:45. So normally at this time, Kelly will plea that if you've got any great jokes, send them her way. So I'll just go ahead and get that out there. And know that that is on the way tomorrow.
Sounds great. It's going to be amazing.
On 99.7 EJX. Have a good one. I'll talk to you then.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only on 99.7 DJX.